Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers Podcast. This is Jen Annesy, Legislation Editor for the ACHR News, and today we're sitting down with Cade Clark, the Assistant Vice President of Government Affairs for the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute. In this podcast, Cade will fill us in on the latest developments with the Energy Savings and Industrial Competitiveness Act, commonly known as the Shaheen-Portman Bill, and what it might mean for the HVACR industry if the bill becomes law. Hello, Cade. It's a pleasure to have you on the line with us today.
Thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure. So today we're going to delve into the Shaheen-Portman Bill, which is better known as the Energy Savings and Industrial Competitiveness Act. What I prefer, Shaheen-Portman Bill. It's a little easier. So we're going to discuss how that act might affect the HVACR industry. And for those who don't know, it's bipartisan energy-efficient legislation that was just introduced in its current form by Senators Jean Shaheen and Rob Portman. And, of course, Jean Shaheen is a Democrat. Rob Portman is a Republican. And so they just introduced that on April 18th. Now, can you give us like a little background on it?
Sure. The legislation, formerly referred to as S-1000, was passed by the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee with broad support last Congress. And the legislation has bipartisan support and has been endorsed by HRI and more than 200 other labor, industry, and environmental groups. On April 23rd, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee held a hearing on the bill, and Senator Portman touted the measure as a job creator and revenue generator, saying that its $570 million price tag would be completely offset, further stating that the measure would create 80,000 new jobs and save about $4 billion each year by 2020 and would avoid emissions akin to taking 5 million cars off the road.
Wow, that's pretty significant. So I know that there was a 2011 version, and now there's the 2013 version. Can you kind of just go over some of the notable differences between the original version of it and the new one that was introduced on April 18th?
You bet. With its introduction on the 18th, it has undergone some minor changes from last year. Provisions in the previous bill that would have established a revolving state grant program and expanded a federal loan guarantee program for energy efficiency projects were removed and replaced with a state-based private financing program to encourage industrial efficiency upgrades. Additionally, the bill contains language allowing DOE to suggest efficiency goals to ASHRAE and ICC as they develop standards and codes.
Okay. In addition to this new 2013 version, there was also a companion bill that was introduced to the House at the same time by Representatives David McKinley and Peter Welch. It's also bipartisan. One's a Democrat, one is a Republican. Can you kind of explain for our listeners what that means and how it could affect the process the bill will go through to perhaps, you know, becoming a law later this year?
Of course. It shows support for the House and the Senate and the House, which is a good sign. And as you know, for final passage of a bill, the House and the Senate need to vote on the same language. So any amendments or changes made to the bill in either the House or the Senate will also need to find support in both the Senate and the House.
Okay. So does AHRI support the bill, and what changes would you make if you could?
We do support the bill, and we appreciate the Senate co-sponsors and their staff for reaching out to us as a stakeholder from the very beginning.
And if the bill is passed in its current form, what do you think the effect would be on the HVACR industry? And like, how long do you think it would take before the industry would start to see the effects from the bill?
Passage of the bill in its current form demonstrates congressional support for the important issue of energy efficiency. As for how long it would take to start seeing those effects, since the bill addresses model building energy codes, the time frame of those codes would drive the implementation discussion.
Okay, that makes sense. So I keep hearing now that this bill has wide bipartisan support. So do you think that because of that support that it will pass easily, or you think it'll face other hurdles? And if so, what do you think those hurdles will be?
Everyone indeed is talking about the wide bipartisan support. I think everyone recognizes that this is the bill on energy efficiency, and it does have legs. The hurdles it faces is how loaded down with amendments it gets, and once through committee getting enough support to find time to bring it onto the Senate floor for a vote.
Okay. So what is the next step for the bill then? Because I think there was a hearing last week. So how long do you think it could take for this bill to become a law?
Right. So there was a hearing last week. The Senate committee will again address the bill next month. And as I mentioned, as many people see this bill as a handy vehicle to attach amendments to, the trick will be to get it out of committee and to the Senate floor without it getting loaded up with controversial amendments that would prevent passage in either the Senate or the House.
All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Is there anything else that you'd want to add? Anything that you think our listeners should know about the bill?
It's a good piece of legislation with bipartisan support. And as I mentioned, we do support the bill and are thankful for the outreach that we've received as a stakeholder, and look forward to pushing energy efficiency in the 113th Congress.
All right. Well, that's all I have for you today. So thank you so much, Cade. I really appreciate it. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We hope you found our conversation with Cade informative, interesting, and relevant. For more HVACR industry news, visit our website at achrnews.com. And don't forget, you can download all of our past Newsmakers podcasts for free in the iTunes Store. This is Jen Annesy reporting for the ACHR News. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.